one of the most beloved shows on Cartoon Network is coming back.
Long ago in a distant land, I, Aku, the shape-shifting master of darkness, unleashed an unspeakable evil. But a foolish samurai warrior wielding a magic sword stepped forth to oppose me.
That's the intro to the first run of Samurai Jack. It ran four seasons from 2001 to 2004, but the show was canceled before the storyline reached its end. Samurai Jack has become a cult classic in the animation world, and responding to growing demand, the creators have revived it for a fifth and final season. It comes back to Atlanta-based Adult Swim this weekend. Joining me now to talk about the much-anticipated new season is the original creator, Genndy Tartakovsky, and also with me is art director for the series, Scott Wills. You know, there's been a lot of headlines about the return of Samurai Jack, and one of my favorites said that Samurai Jack is back, and they said, deeper, darker, more violent. Genndy, is that fair?
It's kind of fair. I mean, you know, it's definitely deeper because emotionally we're going to places where we haven't really gone. Darker, it's just a darker part of Jack's life where we're kind of jumping in. So that's probably true. And then more violent, yes, but we're really, you know, we're really trying to still do it tastefully and still to the style of the show. It's not going to be gory just for gore's sake. It's still very kind of story motivated.
So I want to read you this description of your original pitch that Mike Lasso said, and I'm really hoping, Genndy, that you will confirm this. Lasso's an executive at Cartoon Network, and he said this about you pitching him this series. He said, hey, remember David Carradine in Kung Fu? Wasn't that cool? And I was like, yeah, that's really cool. That was literally the pitch.
It was close to that. The way I remember it was definitely that was kind of part of it. But then I said, it's a samurai in the future. He kills robots. No dialogue. Super stylized. And he said, that
he
sounds
said,
great.
Go?
Yep.
Which was a huge departure from Dexter's Laboratory, your hit before this.
Yeah. And I mean, for me, like as a filmmaker, I always want to try different things. And, you know, we did Dexter and then we did Powerpuff Girls. And I was kind of burnt out on dialogue. I was burnt out on a lot of things. And I've always complained about every other animated action show. And so I decided, well, maybe it's time for me to step up and see if I could deliver what I want an animated action show to be. And that was kind of the premise, is just, you know, this samurai. I love the lore of samurai, the mythology, and throw them in the future, basically because we can't kill humans on TV back then. So we, you know, got to have them fight something. And that kind of how the two kind of things came together.
So, Scott, what has changed from the art direction? I mean, samurai, again, you just said, it's very stylized. And the style of it that I guess is called retro-futuristic, whatever that means. It's you use a lot of black space. There's a lot of masking. There's no outlines. What has changed in the new series?
Well, honestly, I wasn't trying to change anything originally. I think I was concerned with just matching the look of the old show, which is a little strange coming back to it 12 years later. But the realities of production, one thing has changed is we do things more digitally now, more in the computer. So the backgrounds now are painted in computer, which is a big difference. So it was my task to try to match the old show in computer, but thematically get more dramatic, moody backgrounds this time around because of the story.
So, Genndy, I know that you have said you don't want to give anything away about this new season, including even among the first episodes. So I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes trying to make you give things away.
Go for it.
We'll see how successful I am. I mean, for example, just from watching the trailer, and I've watched it a bunch of times, as I'm sure a lot of people have.
50 years have passed, but I do not age.
How much longer can you keep this up?
Time has lost its effect on me. Yet, the suffering continues.
You've forgotten your purpose!
Aku's grasp chokes the past, present, and future.
Number one, he's quite a bit older. You find out right away that it's 50 years later, but he doesn't seem to have his dad's magic katana anymore. What happened to the sword? Can you tell me?
Well, we just left those scenes out of the trailer. So it's a mystery if he has it or not. But what I can say is that, yeah, Jack is, it's 50 years into the future from the last episode, and he hasn't aged. So he's stuck in this kind of, you know, in this horrific place where he's at. He can't get home. He can't kill Aku. He can't find
Aku
him.
Aku is the
and
big
so
bad guy.
What, yeah. Yeah. And what are you going to do? Like, if you're just stuck in this, basically this hell place of a limbo, and what happens is he's lost his way, you know? And so whatever that means to the sword, whatever that means to his psyche, he's completely lost his path, you know? And that's one of the great things is how do you bring a hero back when he's down?
And Scott, that ends up looking very different to me, anyway, to my eyes at least. It looks different on Jack. I mean, the first thing you notice is he has a gigantic beard. He's not very well kempt anymore. His hair is loose. But what other kind of things change in his appearance?
Well, I think he's taller now. He's kind of sleeker. So he just looks more heroic, I think, this time around.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, just like from a general sense of the art direction that we did this time around is that, you know, we did Jack 12, 13 years ago. Right. So we're all kind of different artists. And so that affects the way we draw. You know, we have different things that we're into. And so we're not going to draw Jack exactly the way we drew him back then because we're different. And it's also one of the things that we were kind of struggling against is people's perception, because never before have we done a show where the public already likes it. And they liked it even worse when they were children. So they have this whole idea of how Jack is in their minds. And that happened to me in my career also where, you know, I grew up loving cartoons, loving like, you know, dumb 70s shows like Dynamite and Hong Kong Phooey. And when you're 10 or whatever, those things are amazing. And then when I started at Hanna-Barbera, I watched them. I'm like, oh, my God, these are terrible. And that was one of the biggest things that I was afraid of is that we're going to give the public or the fans of the show, we have to match up to their memory of the show, which is an impossibility. And so we took that pressure off of us and we're like, you know what? We're going to do the show the way we've always wanted to. And the story dictates everything. It dictates a darker art direction. It dictates a more moody, darker version of Jack. And at the end of the day, it still feels the same, even though it has this slightly darker sensibility.
So the guy that voices Jack is Phil LaMarr.
What do I like most about voicing Jack? It's the easiest job in show business. He says like four lines. Then there'll be like some other guy's like, well, let me explain the whole plot of the story. And I just go, I see, I will find it. And then I'm gone.
Would you have been able to do this without Phil? Would you have been able to do it with a different voice actor?
I mean, you know, I love Phil and he's amazing and he is Jack for sure. It's hard, but I think for any other show, I would say no. But I think because it's Jack, there's like 2 minutes of dialogue, I think, in the first episode, you know. And I think Phil would contest to this too, is that he knows the visuals and the visual storytelling is number one for this show. And so I think the voices take a back seat. You know, as much as we love him, of course, and Phil, I'm sorry. But no, I think it would have survived. Of course, you never wanted to. And, you know, the challenge of replacing Mako, who was the original voice of Aku, was impossible.
Who dares to summon the master of masters, the deliverer of darkness, the shogun of sorrow, Aku?
But, you know, I know that when we lost the voice of Dexter, Christine Cavanaugh, like she was the integral part of that show, and there was no way I would do more episodes without her. And you know, people have talked about doing more Dexters, and I said, no way. There's no way anybody could replace it because it's so specific, you know. And even though Jack's voice is specific, it's definitely, you know, we would have him talk even less.
So Scott, you know, there have been a number of discussions over the past 12 years about what you guys could or couldn't do because Samurai Jack was on Cartoon Network. I think I read one where they said that there was a mention that you couldn't show the rear view of a dog. What have you been freed?
That's the current.
Yeah. Oh, that's current?
Yeah, that's the current
complaint. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But yeah. what are you able to, how are you maybe limited or unlimited? What's changed in what you can do because you're now on the adult version?
Well, I don't think we had limitations back then that affected us. I think we did what we wanted to do. We couldn't kill humans before, but I keep hearing that we're killing people, there's blood now, because we can. And I don't think we're doing it just because we can. I think it's part of the story. Right, Gendy?
I think that's a huge thing. Yeah, before, we definitely, you know, the thing about everything that we've ever made is we don't do it specifically for kids because I don't know what a kid likes. Scott doesn't know what a kid likes. So we do it for each other and for the crew. And if all of us like it, we're hoping everybody will like it. And that makes it more sincere. We have more, I think, mentally intense things than physical, you know, gore. Because I think initially when we got into it doing it, maybe it was a little bit like, oh, yeah, let's just, you know, decapitate heads and have fountain of blood. But then we realized that's not what Jack is. We still have to be true to the show. And then when Jack does kill a human, my favorite thing about this is he actually reflects on it and we draw attention to that idea rather than just doing violence for violence sakes just because we can.
So for those who haven't seen this series, it ended with a cliffhanger, which is that Jack was constantly trying to get back to his own time so he could stop Aku from taking over the world. He lives in a future time, Jack does, in which Aku is basically the master of the world, and he wants to get back and stop that from happening. And we never saw the resolution of that story when the show ended. So for 12 years, have you known how that story would end? Or did you have to, or did you change it when you finally got around to coming back to this series?
No, pretty much maybe like a year after we finished, and then we finished Clone Wars. And then the first chance I got to kind of think, I had the story in my head of what story I wanted to tell for the finish. Because it's not directly linked to him going back, even though obviously that's going to be a part of it. But I knew what theme I wanted to do, and I don't want to say it because I don't want to give it away until it's a great reveal. So I knew what theme I wanted to tell, and then all the details around it were changed along the way. But it really is this one story that I had in my mind.
But one of the things that made Samurai Jack so famous, legendary in some places, is the fight scenes. So have those changed, that style that sort of is almost the Ronin, almost Akira Kurosawa, has that morphed along with the 50 years that have passed?
Yeah, for sure. I think when we got into it, it was, how do we top ourselves, number one? You know, and then, you know, the one nice thing about Jack is that when it came out, it did influence a lot of things after it, even though it was completely influenced from all those things before. Right. You know, Kurosawa, 70s filmmaking, Sergio Leone, all those things weren't original. We just kind of put them together and shook them up, and it came out feeling more unique. And so now it's been imitated quite a bit. And so, you know, there's probably less split screen stuff than we did before. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was kind of kitschy after all this time. But we wanted to do something different. So we've done more. I think that choreography is a bit different. And I think we're just better. Mm-hmm. You know, after 12 years of doing a lot of different things, we kind of know more directly where to go with things. And because the story is stronger, it really comes back to that we're facilitating the action to this greater story. So everything has a better intensity and better visceral quality to it. I think that's kind of the best way to explain it.
I probably won't be able to get you to tell me which characters come back in addition to Samurai Jack, but there's these cool female ninjas in the trailer that look really neat. And I wonder which are the best, I mean, besides Samurai Jack, who's the most fun to draw? Because the Scotsman is a perennial favorite to watch.
Excuse me.
What do you expect me to do?
Just stand aside. and risk falling over the side for a perfect stranger? Away and bile your head. You stand aside.
But I wonder who's the most fun to draw.
I mean, definitely Jack is not fun to draw. It is a labor. I was just on our drive here. I was telling Scott how I've been struggling because I wanted to look so good in my head a certain way. And it's hard. It's hard to get it that way. And so he is not fun. But those girls are definitely fun to draw. And yeah, the Scotsman, you know, I've said before that he's definitely coming back. And I think Aku,
is Aku fun to draw?
Aku is fun to draw because, you know, he could be very expressive and he is just a very simple graphic idea. And he's probably the most fun for sure.
Okay. So my last question, and this is if somebody's watched this from the very beginning, they know that Jack is not this guy's name. And we never actually learn his name. So why? How come we never learn his name?
It felt, I had names in the beginning, but that all felt cheesy, you know. It didn't feel sincere. Sometimes the mystery of it makes it more interesting. And so for whatever reason, and I don't want to confuse him, I don't want to confuse the Jack part of it, you know. And so if we found out his name, then people would then call it that. Then why doesn't he call himself that? It opened up too many questions. So I thought I could probably get away with it, his dad calling him son.
Right.
You know, and
prince.
Yeah, and the prince or whatever. And so I didn't feel it needed because his name is Jack. In this world, in this future, he has taken up to be Samurai Jack.
Genndy Tartakovsky, creator of Cartoon Network's hit show Samurai Jack, the fifth and long-awaited season premieres on Adult Swim's Toonami on March 11th. Also with us is Scott Wills, art director for the show. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
And that's our show for today, but we always welcome your comments. Are you excited for Samurai Jack? And what other animated series would you like there to be at least one more season of? Call us at 404-500-9457. You can also tweet us. The show is at OST Talk, and I'm at Celeste Headley. For today, that's On Second Thought from GPB News. Have a great day. Jack, Jack, Jack.